So they're made to bone but not touch emotionally. Does that have something to do with the song?
No, but it does have like a north and south polarity.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Yeah. But I, you know, you know what? We don't get to say polarity enough, do we?
It's a good word. That's a good word. Yeah.
We're not in the right business, so I'd like to say polarity more.
Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
Drama kid. Nice pause. All right. How's it going, brother?
It's good, man. Who you got by you?
By me.
Who's that Cajun?
Our guest, our surprise guest.
Yeah.
So you were going to have a guest today.
I was.
And it was going to be Skylar. You finally told me.
Yeah.
But he couldn't make it, so my wife is filling in. Everybody say hello to Lacey.
Hello, everybody.
But it's a good substitute. Oh, we'll take that.
Yeah. She's super nervous, so this should be a lot of fun. Her second podcast with us.
Yeah.
First time while filming.
Okay.
So.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks. Everyone now knows your...
Millions of viewers going to be watching you now.
Yep.
Millions. Millions.
Okay. And now, anything from last week before we get on a roll here? We did Billy Idol, I think. Was that last week? That's, no. Is that right?
No, we did Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurter.
We did your video.
Nothing else to add.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it still. Just good.
Okay.
All right. So moving on to this week, what are we drinking? Actually, Porter. Beer again. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Pils. Family owned in Comstock, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a robust porter.
Okay.
Nice. Pretty good, actually.
Woodchuck Hard Cider. Granny Smith Woodchuck Hard Cider.
All right, cool. Thank you for the sponsors. Travis. I think Travis and Lacey sponsored us for this week's episode.
Yeah, good times.
All right,
let's get into our sense of the day, though.
Yeah, so Travis picked from all back row, I believe.
Back row picks.
Okay,
the
so.
Neglected sense.
Lacey, I think you're up first there. We have a creed, and if you want to try to say the name, that's fun for me.
Speak into the mic.
Aqua Original.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the rest?
Cedar Blanc.
Perfect. Great. There we go.
Put it on.
Let's just go ahead and do this all at the same time to speed it along.
All right. I've got You Savage.
Au Sauvage.
Yeah, that's what I said. Au Sauvage by Christian Dior.
Yeah, from the 60s.
Ooh, old school bottle.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. Lacey's, yours is fairly new. Past 5 or 6 years, I think.
Ooh. Well, like a grandma.
You think you smell like grandma? Let me see.
I like that. That's good.
Oh, interesting.
It's what Sean Connery used to wear.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
The like Sean Connery scent.
Okay. I believe he wore that. If not, it was something close enough. And mine is Sax for him, which is like chili and...
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. It's too far to reach over there, Lacey. You just have to imagine
it. I'll smell it later.
Okay, let's get into today's video, which I'm going to say was y'all's combined pick.
Yes. I introduced this to you guys a couple of music video nights ago. Well, it's been a while.
It's been a year.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But that's the only time I've ever watched it was with you guys during music video night.
Yeah. And I'm excited about it. So that means you're going to shit all over it. All right. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
March 2016, directed by Tim Aram.
Okay.
Who is a Swedish guy. Interesting things about Tim... So, I know you do like Disco Tits by Tuvlo.
Mm-hmm.
He also directed that.
Okay.
He's worked with Katy Perry, Elephant, Drake, and Rihanna on Work.
Okay.
And a couple other things. So, pretty big deal. He also has the number 8 most watched video on YouTube.
Oh.
Which is called Lean On by Major Lazer and M.O.
Don't. Oh, I've heard it.
Know if I know that one yet.
It's one of them, like...
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. You know how like they used to have like those songs in the 80s that were just like like stuff like that.
Well, number 8 most viewed on YouTube. That's kind of big.
It's a big deal.
That's a big deal. So, but that's all I know about this guy. It is not this video. No. Thank you.
Okay. And did you look up choreographer?
Did not.
Okay.
Did you?
No, I just figured you would because it seems important to this.
It probably is. The problem is you can't find any information on it.
Okay.
So there's no, the wiki has no information on the music video. I had to go to the IMDb just to find the director. I couldn't find anything else. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a whole lot to offer. Okay. Sorry.
Lacey, did you look up the choreographer?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we got.
All right. Cool. Then I guess it's time to get through your walkthrough. You want to make Lacey do it?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, we always do that.
Yeah, we always make the guests
do it. Just a simple walkthrough. What are we watching?
So there's a couple in a airplane hangar, and they're in metal chairs, and they're singing to each other. There's a push and pull with the chairs going back and forth, and then they finally start dancing a dance routine. I don't know.
How could something simple go so wrong?
Yeah.
And all their clothes come off. All right, that's good enough. Good job.
Yeah, that's good. Fine, we get it.
That's good enough. That is really the simplest of videos that we've done in a while, too. So
yeah, it is. It is. Cool. Yeah,
not a whole lot to talk about.
And y'all's, again, since I said at the beginning, this is kind of a pick that y'all, I feel, combined picked it. What is your, both of your relations to this song?
You go first.
I don't have a relation to it. I think it is a dope video.
Okay.
And it's great for lovemaking.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
I will second that.
Okay.
There you go. Do you have a relation to it since we introduced it to
no,
you?
No, I've only heard it when y'all were making love, so...
Great.
No, I have nothing to it. I don't even think... I probably heard it on the radio back in the day, but I did not associate it. I have nothing tied to this.
Okay, fair enough. Just,
okay.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we want to talk about what is actually happening? But the problem then becomes it's dance and it's interpretive.
Which is where I started with the video. I couldn't decide, was it a video I should be attempting to make theories out of? Mm-hmm. Or should I be trying...
Absolutely.
Okay. Or should I be trying to rate it as kind of like a dance video? Or a little of both?
You can do a little bit of both, but there's definitely story happening here.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no. How many theories did you come up with?
Two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah, but I also went into the dance, but I just did both because I wasn't sure exactly how you wanted me to approach it.
So. Okay. Well, I guess I'll start
with
one of my theories. I'm going to keep this one simple. They are two homeless people who just walked into an empty hangar.
Okay.
That's it.
So nothing to do with anything on them sliding around or anything?
They're awfully ragged.
Yeah.
Clothing-wise. She doesn't even have shoes on.
Right.
So they have stumbled into a hangar that won't allow them to touch each other until they are completely horny.
Okay.
And all their clothes are gone. And I say all their clothes. They still have on underwear.
A horny homeless hangar.
Yeah. And then the dance scene at the end is just them making sweet, sweet, passionate, disgusting love.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet wouldn't be a part of it for
homeless.
Yeah.
Smelly love.
Okay. So there's some type of homeless repellent in there that's overcome when they're boning.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. Sure. Why not?
That's a simple, stupid answer.
Yeah. All right. Man, they get real close to each other for that.
They get super close.
Okay. Lacey?
All right.
Go into one of your theories.
Okay. So my first one's going to be alien mating experiment.
Okay.
The two of them are aliens, and they have been captured, and they are trapped to Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And they're test subjects now, and we're studying alien mating. So we're trying to see if they are going to mate or destroy each other.
Mm-hmm. So their repulsion away from each other and attraction is some form of, like, That's just like a magnetic alien pole. Thing. That's part of their ritual, not something that's being forced upon them.
Yes.
Okay. Internal rather than external. Yes. Okay. I didn't ask Travis, but I can ask both of you, I guess. Anything that ties these things into the lyrics, homelessness or aliens?
Not homelessness.
Not aliens.
Okay.
But there is a story of being close. So, yeah, I mean, the song lyrics could match her theory, mm-hmm. whereas they're trying to see how compatible two different alien species are, right?
Yeah.
So, to see how close they can get them.
Close encounters of the third base kind.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. All right.
Now, the Music Video Night podcast brought to you by Lacey and Travis.
Okay. So, I had one. Oh, I don't know where it is. It doesn't matter. That they are two spies that have been caught. Because their garb, what they initially have on, is of military look. And it is as if they've been through something and captured. So, aliens, if you're captured, sure. But I put it as military. Like, it's army green. They look fatigue-ish. And they've been roughed up and put in this hangar together. And they're trying to figure out how to escape. And so that's what the whole first chorus of the song is about, is just nothing to do with sexual chemistry, just trust between two people because they are both spies that can't trust each other and they have to figure out a way out of this situation.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it just goes from there. So if they have something in there that they're trying to overcome as if it is a locking mechanism to keep them from interacting with each other, they have figured out the trigger word for it is close.
Okay, so we don't get to see the Great Escape, but this is them building up the trust and getting close enough to where they can actually make a plan
escape. And okay. They have figured out that when they say close, it moves them back and forth and gets their bind. I mean, you can't see their bindings. I don't know what they're... There's no real thing keeping them in the chair that we can see. So we are to assume something is holding them down.
Yeah.
And this back and forth gets them out of it. And as they get out, their closed hair... And then they're nude, and then the lovemaking has just happened since, hey, we got out, let's bone real quick before we die.
Okay.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm fine with it. It's a good lazy one like ours.
Yeah. I was proud of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't think I was lazy.
If it completes the story and you get to see an escape or get to see them leave.
Yeah, I just look at it like military and it's a hangar, as we see. So
no, it's fine.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm definitely not mad at it.
Do you want to see all I wrote about it?
Yeah. That it?
Military hangar.
Great. Yep.
Okay.
Super proud of it. Two words.
It was all in my head, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Clothes locking in the chair. That was also on there. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I have another one, and it kind of... you had a theory like this once, and I want to say it was ATC around the world,
mm-hmm.
that they were being played... They were toys.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Like somebody... An imaginary hand.
Yeah,
like a puppet.
But these are they're magnets, and they're just being played with.
Yeah, okay.
So, because they interact like the north and south poles of a magnet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they push each other away, sometimes they get closer together.
Yes.
So, I just imagine this is a sexy way of portraying a kid playing with magnets.
Oh, well, sure. And you know what happens when you undress, like, Barbies, they look these beige colors.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just got kind of like a kid playing with magnet toys.
Okay.
Doll magnet toys.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Sure. In a big doll house.
Ooh, it's a new way of learning sex ed. Should put this in schools right away. All right, honey, I know you have another one.
Yes. Okay, so because I'm a very avid smut reader, this is where my mind went.
Mm-hmm.
I read a book one time. It's called Eyes on Me by Sarah Kate, The Salacious Players Club. And it's a stepbrother and stepsister who they've lived together their whole lives. Around their teenage years, they start falling in love with each other, but their family keeps them apart. And they also try to fight it, and this is what you get.
Hmm.
They're fighting their attraction for each other.
So step-sibling porn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was there anything supernatural or, again, lyrically to support either of the theories there, Barbies or... step-siblings?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. That's fine. I'm just asking.
Yeah, just going with the video.
I'm going to say yes. Again, I think lyrically it still matches. It is a song talking about whether or not they should be getting close to each other
as step siblings.
Who cares? It never says step siblings.
No, but I'm trying to tie it in. Yeah. Okay.
There's a definitely a fight going on that they want to be close to each other, but they know that they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely yeah. matches your theory.
Yeah.
Step brothers and sisters shouldn't be banging.
not according to.
Very taboo.
Yeah, that is just the top search thing, I think, online.
Seeing it like this is very sexy. So.
Yeah, you're into that step sibling stuff.
Yeah. Like, fantasy wise.
We know a little bit about Lacey now, I think.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
By the way, we never really talked about what actually we're seeing in the video. We kind of skipped a piece.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you dove in. Like, go ahead. It's not, I mean, there's not a ton.
There's not a ton, but the way that their clothes, like, their clothes don't just come off.
Yeah, they kind of disintegrate.
They start disintegrating and falling apart little by little until they're only in their underwear.
Yeah.
But this is all happening while the chairs are moving back and forth. It's this kind of push and pull thing. But they don't actually make contact till their clothes are off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They try.
They can't.
But it doesn't work. And then you go into that little dance scene, the duet dance scene.
Did you have any explanation or reason as to why he had one arm out of his shirt first?
I don't, unless that's just the way. So I have another theory, and that could be the reason why, but I don't have another reason why.
Okay. I don't think I have another theory that was any different, like big enough to even talk about.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah, Spies was my best one. So I'm just going to stick with that. So if you want to go into the one arm theory, I'd like to hear that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with his arm as opposed to what they're wearing, which I took as a Kanye West Yeezy garb.
Sure.
Right? So maybe that's the way it's supposed to be worn to be cool. Because that's just the way it is. But anyway, if you've ever seen his line of clothing, they're all tattered and torn.
Mm-hmm.
And
this would have been the time
ridiculously overpriced.
Oh, I don't know. When was this?
2016.
So he was still okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't all the way gone.
No, yeah. Yeah, this would have been when his clothing line was starting to get its popularity.
It was still hot.
But anyway, yeah. So my theory just says this is like a Surgeon General's warning on cigarettes. But just towards his clothes. If you get too close to anybody, they're going to start falling apart.
Okay. Here. Yeah, yeah. Was that your one sentence, summation?
No.
Oh, I thought it could have been.
It could have been. Could have been. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum.
I wrote a lot here, and you can see that. So don't think I'm trash. I did find more to pick at this video, but not because I hate it. Because when I watch a video like this, the things to latch onto are the ones that that's just what pops out, or like more nitpicky things versus, but I'm not like hating on the video, okay? Didn't hate this video, Travis, so don't think I'm coming for it.
That's fine. That's fine. No.
Usually,
effort represents how you feel.
Sometimes.
About it.
Yeah. But I'm going to say a lot of things that sound like I'm only harassing the video, but I'm not. That's all I was trying to precursor this with. Okay. So, did he get a haircut during the middle of this video?
Did you notice that too?
I did.
The sides?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
28 seconds, his hair is different than at 247. It's a different haircut.
I did not notice that.
And it could be the lighting.
It could be the lighting, yes. And that's why I didn't write it down, but it does look like he got it a little bit shorter
on the sides. Yeah.
In one of the frames. Super weird. I don't think they would have given him a haircut in the middle of filming.
Yeah, and only because we know so much that most music videos are one day. Mm-hmm. And so to know that this might have been 2 or 3 days... We don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Sorry, we heard something in the other room. I think somebody's phone is going off. Is it yours? Yeah. Okay.
I don't think these will pick it up. The haircut. That was one thing that I was just like, oh, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
So I don't know if it's a mistake or if it's some part of the story that I don't know.
I legitimately had that thought and just brushed it completely out of my head. Never thinking someone else would see it, but right there, that's when you notice that it's a little bit, it seems a little bit shorter on the sides. Super weird.
Okay. So also 232, which we're about to see here. We see his sweater's about to come off. He has on this green undershirt.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots back. And when they come back, it is then his beige.
Yep.
But that's the green was his last layer.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am. I watched it a million times. Because he had on a jacket, the sweater, the green undershirt. And the green undershirt, you can see under it and through it that he has nothing underneath it. And then he comes back.
I believe you.
So that was, I don't know if that's a mistake or just like, again, a change. Because it's the same time he got his haircut. So maybe it is just a complete shift that means something that we didn't latch on to.
I'm going to say mistake because with hers, you don't really have to hide her undergarments. Like, I mean, you know, that's probably what she has on underneath all of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you could tell that he wasn't wearing that underneath it and then all of a sudden he is.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Pay attention next loop. It happens. It's at 2:32. I mean, we can't see the timestamp from here, but you know when it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, just stop me, guys, if y'all have anything. I'm just doing weird little
I know Lacey has one more theory.
Oh, please, please.
Keep going.
No, we're good.
Don't you?
Yeah,
you do have one more theory.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, you can go into it.
All right, so my last one was that these two are superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
They're at a training camp to kind of hone in on their abilities, and mm-hmm. this is a mind control tug of war.
Okay, yeah. I like some type of X-Men training thing. Sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially when they're on the ground going back and forth at each other.
Yes.
Yeah, you could see that. Maybe in opposition versus a wanting to get close.
And I feel like at the end, she won the battle because he holds her up.
Okay.
So I got her to kind of reveal this theory to me before we started, but it makes sense. I almost got like a Stranger Things kind of vibe when the doctor draws the circle. It's whoever can stay in the circle wins.
Yeah.
That
like they're fighting for a position on the ground or something?
Fighting for... yeah.
How do you feel about the wrestling in this?
There's no wrestling in this. This ain't gooey.
No.
Okay. Again, I tried to latch on to the fact... Because the whole first part of the video, when they say close, that's when they're shooting back and forth. Mm-hmm. But that stops. And I would have actually I liked it when it only was on that.
Okay. How'd you feel about the slow motion?
When they're falling?
Yeah. You're a sucker for slow motion. I figured you'd like that part.
They didn't do it right.
No?
I have a lot of notes on that, but that's on what would you change.
That's all right.
At 1:13, he almost laughs.
What?
You didn't pick that up? Lacey? She looks like she might have an idea. No?
No. I don't think I picked up on that.
Okay. It's coming. It's you see him fighting it. For the most part, both of them are keeping it together, but you can see him go off the rails just a little bit. I don't know where we are in this video. I'm just going to go skip to it so you can see it with me.
That's fine. You know, I'm great at just talking shit while you're doing something. But no, right. I caught no.
See it right there. It was right there. And then it's right there. And then they switch, they cut.
And they went into slow motion. You know, I asked earlier why they threw in that slow motion part. Like,
I don't know why you got laugh from in that.
He doesn't laugh. I'm saying he almost does. You see him break character.
Yeah.
Do you?
Like,
okay.
Breaks character, and then he breaks character, and then it cuts and goes into a slow-mo shot, and I think it was maybe them trying to cover it up.
Could be. Yeah. But it was noticeable. When you watch it, guys, a million times, you just see it. That's all. Because I think when we get into, like, what kind of dance stuff is this, that's when we get into minutia of their emotions and what they're doing.
Okay.
Get
into it.
Hold on, I'm trying to read my writing. Do you have any notes?
I don't have anything worth talking about anymore.
Okay.
I have my one-sentence summation.
Okay, yeah, please.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll do mine in a little while, but...
Mine is, this is the sexiest thing in a plane hangar since a F-22 Raptor.
Okay. I liked Quantum of Solace when they were in the plane hangar.
Ooh, that's good, too.
Close up. You already got that.
Do you want to do your one-sentence summation since he's marking through his lines?
Mm-hmm. So mine was, this first time I've ever been jealous of a metal chair.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not because of Nick Jonas.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no. I know one day, I guess the next podcast, Lacey will probably do some Demi Lovato nonsense.
No,
I know it's coming eventually. We have to leave the room whenever she puts...
All right, let's talk about it.
Hold on. There was something else I had, too. More stuff. I'm marking through my notes.
Well, no. I was just going to say, who's sexier?
She is.
by so for much, sure. Right?
Great. That's going to get into acting. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
I'm surprised we're on the same page, but good. Good, good. Okay, so also I wrote down explain the magnetic repulsion. It seems to be tied to their hands and their faces, but their legs
touch
much easier than the rest of them. So what is whatever device or alien power or whatever it is, it's connected to their upper body, but their legs can intertwine. So they're made to bone, but not touch emotionally. Does that have something to do with the song?
No, but it does have like a north and south polarity.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? We don't get to say polarity enough, do we?
It's a good word. That's a good word. Yeah.
We're not in the right business. So I'd like to say polarity more. Okay. Oh, I just read. Have you ever seen those videos where they get, it's a music video, but they get rid of the song and they just make the funny noises that you see on the screen where it's like the squeakies and the stuff? You ever seen those?
No.
Oh, remind me after this. This would be a perfect video for that of them like, the music's going, but you just hear this. Yeah, and then like breathing and tapping their feet and the water slapping around. It would be really funny.
That would be funny. I'd be interested in seeing that. Matter of fact, I have seen the video of like Grease lightning being done without any music,
and it's just
tragic.
The
it's terrible.
Oh, okay.
You hear the background noise.
Yeah, that's it's probably the same
it's
idea.
Horrible.
Okay. Yeah, but it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, here we go. This is an existential question based on the whole thing. So proximity, this is like a fact on relationships and love. Proximity is the number one factor in determining love between two people. So were they not in this hangar trapped, would they hook up?
Ooh. No.
No.
Correct. They would not. That is correct.
No, but that does kind of bring you to a new theory. Like a long distance relationship kind of theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like airport hangar meaning.
It's not fixed yet, so we're gonna have to work on this one together.
Yeah, yeah, no, airplane hangar, they have to like travel to see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Their clothes
are the things in between them when they're further apart. So clothes represent not being able to have a sexual relationship, not being able to, you know, whatever. I don't know. I've never had a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
But whatever those barriers are that keep people from being able to carry on a long-distance relationship are represented by the amount of clothes that they're wearing. Ooh, that's good. Mm. As the clothes come off, the closer they get to each other, the more compatible they are with each other.
There we go. So if you ever wanted to see Travis beep his own horn...
Two.
Okay. Lacey, do you have any other notes that you want to toss in? Because I feel like I'm just like taking over here.
No.
Like, I feel like I'm a host.
I think you've been the quietest, actually.
Okay. Fine. Did y'all get any Elastic Heart toward the end of this?
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just an appropriate Elastic Heart, right? You know, that one got so much controversy because of Maddie Ziegler in it being so young, and people took it as a sexual kind of thing, which we didn't. We kind of covered
it. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, yeah.
I don't think it is, but this, if people were to take it that way, they would take this one much more appropriately.
Sure.
But yeah, I kind of got the same vibes.
I mean, the beige clothing and the wrestling type of deal. I mean, I don't know if this is a traditional type of clothing, or maybe it's the same choreographer or stylist.
Yeah.
Could be
so
just
Elastic Hearts is the Sia song with Shia LaBeouf and Maddie Ziegler.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it just from the choreography and also the costume design.
Okay. So, Lacey, you don't sound as familiar with that one, Elastic Heart.
I've seen it a few times, but I haven't really... Like, I would not have thought... sexual from that video.
You don't. I just meant like clothing and dance style. Well, Travis, then in that case, which is better?
Oh, that's hard because it depends on the kind of mood you're in.
Which is better?
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. I don't like this question. Not even a little bit.
You have to. It's the show. It's the
Elastic Heart's better.
Correct. Travis, you're on a roll today. You are correct.
But it is, depending on the mood, like if you're in a sexy mood, this is the one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's better because Shia LaBeouf destroys it and Maddie Ziegler is a professional dancer. So it's just better.
Okay. Sorry I made you do that, but it's,
that hurt.
Has
that
to be
hurts
done.
So bad.
Are you feeling okay? You good now?
No.
All right, so now...
Ruined the whole thing for me. I quit.
All right, so let's get into now their chemistry and acting. You want to do that?
Yeah,
we can. Okay, so we all agree Tova Lo is better.
So much better.
Yeah.
1,000% better.
Wow, all the way around.
All the way.
And that makes Nick sound bad. He's not bad.
No. So let's rate them 1 to 10 acting.
Okay.
I think he is competent. I'm going to give him like... and this is not a scale between just them two, so 10 would be the best acting of all time.
Right,
be terrible.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to put him like at a 6.8. Okay. And she's in like maybe a full... I'm going to say 7.9.
Okay.
Like a full point one.
I was going to say he's a 6, she's an 8.
Okay.
You went with the point system.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that. You about the same?
Well, I would score her a little bit higher just because I feel, watching this, I think she's a lot better than he is. Mm. She made this video good.
Okay. He doesn't do bad. I just think he looks more angry. I don't feel attraction out of him. I feel acting out of him.
Yes.
And Tova Lo has, and that's like just her vibe in general. She's a sexual person, I think, in real life.
Yeah.
And so you feel her attraction more than his. But
she makes this real. Like, I believe her versus him. He's acting. Not saying that he's bad, because it's good.
Yeah. We're all tiptoeing around like we're going to meet this guy.
I know.
Like, who gives a shit?
Sorry, Nick. We're not meaning to, you know.
He's got 3 other brothers that'll just come to his defense once we say this, so.
Yeah, I put at 3 minutes, especially when they're on the ground, he just looks mad versus her wanting to be with him.
Yeah, he's trying harder than she is.
Yes.
Which, give him credit for that. I mean, he's trying to make a great video, and he knows that he's the face of the video. She's just naturally better.
Right. Yeah. Fine. Okay. I also wrote, just so no one thinks we're just trashing this video's choreography, like, I could not choreograph this, but I do know how to make the choreography better, if maybe given more time or given a little more imagination. So
we're into what would you do different? Is that
kind of
what we're talking about?
I want to talk about just specifically the fall, because you did ask me about that.
Okay.
And I had several notes. Okay. When he falls back and she first falls, it looks great. That would be...
I agree.
I would say, if we want to get to favorite part...
Wait.
When they first start to fall.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that part is good?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my cringeworthy part.
When they start to fall.
When they start to fall.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't like the way that it was filmed. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so it's fixing to come up.
Yeah.
And it's just, we still it's have like 20 seconds. It's hard to watch.
Okay. Why is that?
I think because it looks so unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's supposed to. The whole video is unnatural.
But I feel like it could have been shot, but like...
That's cringy to you right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hates that part.
That's cool too, when they're floating. Now, when he hits the ground...
It's better.
No. So, you don't need that scene. When he hits the ground, why do we see him go like this?
Yes. Well, I wasn't watching him, though.
But it's there.
Every time I pick her out to watch.
Yeah, well, that's the correct thing to do. But like, watching him hit the ground is silly.
And these facial expressions.
He's mad. He's so mad. Like, she's the heaviest headed in the world.
He's battling.
Yeah, he's battling.
He's battling with her, and she is just taking it.
Yeah, yeah. She wins.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah.
But I agree with you.
Him hitting the ground is absolutely silly.
That's where it gets bad. And so I didn't tell her this, but she was telling me her least favorite part was that part. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And I know she was looking at my face, and I was like,
Well, so I mean, I broke that down so much because it's, I would say, the climax of the video is that. Is also her head's back, and he's looking up, and then when we cut, she's looking down. Mm-hmm. That's not good. It shouldn't have been that. I think it should have just followed either them down the whole way. We cut him hitting the ground, clearly. Yes. And now, the biggest change during that one part is when he's on the ground and she just falls directly on top of him. She needs to hit and float, like that pulse needs to stop one more time. And they need to have a moment where they're like, it's happening.
Yes.
It needs to be like, whoop, and then she falls. And that would have made the video right there, but they didn't do it. Then
would have made it better.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's the would have been huge.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think you give it a little bit more drama doing that, and it just looks cleaner.
Yeah, do another one of those pulses that look cool. Have more clothes shoot off or whatever. If you had to hold them on a little while longer, that's fine. But it should have been like a whoomp, swoosh.
Yeah,
that'd have been sweet.
I agree. Let's get into, we kind of did acting. She kills it. He's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not distracting to watch.
Mistakes. I think you found a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go together? Oh, wait, you haven't done your one sentence summation yet either.
Yeah, I guess I can do that now. Sorry for this, but...
Oh, no. Drama kid.
I got to slide back from the mic. It's going to be a little loud here. This video is a slipping, sliding, ripping, riding, Ric Flair gliding, finger for two, figure four, kissing all the pretty girls and making them cry. Woo! Oh,
God. Okay, great. That's perfect.
Wow. They should have got Ric Flair to choreograph this.
Yeah, I got it. It was almost Ric Flair meets Down by the River.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I'll say that
living
for
another in a van. Down by the river.
Dancing in an airplane hangar.
So good.
Okay.
That was all right. Anyway, one sentence. Okay. Do they go together?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
100%. They go together.
I couldn't have put anything else. I think they could have improved it, but yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Which is better? Let's watch you guys do this first. Or would you rather me go first?
We'll let her go first. No, I'll make
me.
Her.
Do I have to pick?
Yeah.
The song is better.
Okay.
Video.
Song is better. And I have an interesting reason why. It's the first time I've ever brought this up on the show. The sound mix on this song is amazing.
Yes.
It's good.
Like the blend of it. And when I was watching it, the sound pops so much further away, like in such a clear, crisp way. I was like, this is really interestingly good.
Okay.
So that's why I think the sound or the song is better.
Okay. That's fair. I like them both. I think they're both really good.
Yes.
I just really enjoy this video.
I believe that this video was, what, your first introduction to Tovlo? Because you asked me, who is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Favorite part?
We did What Would You Change? I mean, I said all mine.
Mm. Yeah, you said yours. I didn't think about it that much. I agree with you. I do this way too often. I feel like I've done this the last three times
like
now.
Like not changing anything, but
not
just listening to me.
Anything, just listening to your changes.
I'll make you go first next time.
I'm not an artistic type, so...
But you've watched enough music videos.
I have. You're right. No, I'm making up a bad excuse. Let me do it, okay? I'm not the artistic creative type, so I don't ever think about what I would change.
Yeah.
And you are, so it just makes it easier to piggyback off of you. But anyway, you can go, honey.
Okay. The choreography at the end. I think it started out okay, but I think it needed to come in a little bit stronger with the sexual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
To match.
When they're on the ground, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
To match the vibe.
Yeah. Y'all did
the scissoring isn't sexual enough.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It didn't feel sexual to me either. It looked like wrestling. That's actually the part that was the impetus for the Ric Flair figure four thing, because I was like, it looks like they're trying to.
I gotcha.
Now, none of us talked about them kissing. How do y'all feel about the kiss?
I think they did well.
Necessary?
Yes.
Okay.
Not necessary, but it's fine.
Okay. Did the video earn that kiss, or was the kiss too weak for the video?
No, I think they earned that kiss.
Okay.
I don't know if the video did. I don't think it was necessary, but I feel like they needed that.
Okay.
Like, just get it out of their system?
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost feel like they just don't like each other. Like, the more you watch it, like, they got through the video, and I think they probably appreciate each other's talent, but I don't feel like they hung out after this.
No, I don't think they had a sexual...
No.
There's no sexual chemistry attraction between the two of them.
No, there's not. Okay, that's fine. Cool. I said, least favorite part. I think we've hit those, or I did.
I don't think I did my favorite part.
Okay, what's your favorite?
I don't think. Okay, favorite part was the dance scene. The whole video, really, I think, is my favorite because there's a lot of angst going on here. And the first time I saw this video, like I said, I'm an avid reader. So it played out perfectly a scene that I have read before.
Mm-hmm.
With the angst, two lovers trying to fight their attraction.
Hiding from their step parents.
Yeah.
So the part that she would change is her favorite part, people. I hope you got that.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Favorite part is at 224, the shirt tear.
Okay.
I think it's so good.
The unraveling of the shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. Just the sleeve of the shirt coming apart.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It looks good the way they capture it on camera. It looks really good. Least favorite part is at 116, and that's the beginning of the song when he's going back and forth in the chair. About the fourth time, I'm like, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah. So, they strung it. It's rules of threes, and if it's the fourth, it's not
right. The fourth time, I'm like, nope, I'm over it. That unnecessary, didn't like it.
We see the stakes already. You can cut it out.
Exactly.
Okay, sure. Let's see. That's fine. All right, nonsense rating.
Go.
All right, wait. I'm doing my what now?
Just make something up about what you score it with.
Okay, I scored it at a 7.3 tugs.
Oh my word!
That's how many it takes. 7.3 to finish.
7.3 tugs. Okay.
What's yours?
I'm gonna go with. I've already used lube in something, so I can't use lube again. I'm gonna say brought to you by Lowe's Patio Furniture. Two chairs.
Two okay. chairs. That's more like interrogation room chairs.
It is. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one thing I didn't write down because I just couldn't think of anything creative enough.
I just made it up. I didn't write it down.
I always write down my bullshit rating. Okay. I'm going to give it 5,000 dollars in torn clothes.
You lost me and you got me back there at the end. Okay. All right. So now real scores. Lacey, I did not have a guess for you because I didn't know this was going to happen. So let me guess.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't make me go first.
Okay. I'll go first once he writes his score down.
I'm going to go very similar to Travis.
Cover up mine.
Okay. I'm good.
I guessed you, sweetheart, at 8.28.
Those for me.
Lacey.
Oh, you said sweetheart.
Yeah.
8.28.
And you, darling, at 5.39.
So you get 5.39. Okay.
That was my guesses for you two.
Okay. Do I do my guess or do I tell you? Okay. So, Travis, I guessed you at an 8.4.
Okay.
And Jared, I guessed
6.3. Okay.
And you can go ahead and tell your guesses, and then we'll tell our real scores.
Okay. My guesses for Travis, I actually guessed really close to Lacey at 8.42.
Okay.
For Travis. And Lacey, I put you in at 8.88.
8.88. All right. My real score.
Very close.
7.97.
Okay. 7.97. Half a point off. Not bad.
Mine is an 8.7.
Ooh, I was close.
You were close.
8.70.
I'll just go ahead and throw this out here. Yeah. This is in my top three.
Of all time
videos.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was going to almost push to 9, but I just didn't feel right doing it. And mine is a 6.79.
It was close.
Yeah, y'all were both pretty close.
Oh, I was low.
Yeah, you were.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I told you I didn't hate it.
Yeah, you know you didn't. You liked it. According to that score, you liked it.
Above average. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm pleased with myself.
All right, which that brings us to our next video.
Yeah, don't even know. Oh, I do know what it is.
I gotta go find it real quick.
It's Roy Orbison.
Oh,
Drove All Night.
Drove All Night. Perfect.
Isn't it Orbison?
It's Orbison.
Orbison.
Orbison. Sorry.
Which everything, if it goes well, we have a guest for that too.
Nice. Okay. I don't know this video.
Okay.
I definitely know the song. I think everybody
You'll
does.
Make fun of me for next episode. Oh, good. So just, okay. Well, we're going to watch all these tonight maybe, so... We'll see.
Yeah.
You'll understand why immediately. So, Drove All Night, Roy Orbison. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on TikTok. You know, Travis, didn't you have some TikToks to do?
Yeah, I did. I do. I have one.
Oh, where,
ready to go.
Why isn't it posted?
I'll tell you later. off air, not in front of our fans.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then follow us on those things and email us and comment and do those. Okay. That's husband and wife.
That's Lacey. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
See you next time.
Bye.